Welcome back to another edition of This Week on Channel 9. I'm your host, Christina Warren, Senior Cloud Developer Advocate. Full disclosure, we recorded this episode on Wednesday this week rather than Thursday because I've got to make a quick trip out of town. So if I miss some breaking tech news, it's not just because I didn't see it, and we'll cover whatever I missed next week. Also, my shirt this week is care of John Papa and Burke Holland, the hosts of the excellent series Five Things here on Channel 9. Five Things is on summer break, but we'll be back with new episodes this fall. Speaking of things coming out this fall, that's a segue into our first story, a reminder that Microsoft Ignite registration is open and there are still some tickets left. Ignite will be in Orlando from September 24th through the 28th, and there's more developer content this year than ever before. So check out the link in the show notes if you want to join us. I will be there along with the Channel 9 crew, and if you see me, be sure to say hello. In other event news, GopherCon is less than 2 weeks away and will be held in Denver from August 27th through 30th. Lots of Microsoft CDAs will be in attendance and we'll have some special Go-themed episodes of Azure Friday, so be on alert. In some very cool open source news, the team at GitHub has released more details about GLB, its scalable load balancing solution for bare metal data centers. And in addition to sharing more details about the design of the load balancer, the team has also released the GLB director as open source. And I'm going to quote from the blog post because I honestly don't understand what all this means, but the GLB director is a layer 4 load balancer which scales a single IP address across a large number of physical machines while attempting to minimize connection disruption during any change in servers. And GLB director is not a replacement for services like HAProxy and Nginx, but rather a layer in front of those services or any TCP service that allows them to scale across multiple physical machines without requiring each machine to have a unique IP address. And what's super cool about this is that all the components discussed in the blog post, and check them out in the show notes, are open source, available at GitHub, Natch. The hope is that others can benefit from the work and help contribute to a common standard software load balancing solution that can run on commodity hardware in physical data centers. Great stuff. Last year, on one of my very first episodes of TWC9, Brian and I talked about the partnership between Microsoft and Amazon to bring Alexa and Cortana together. And this week, the first preview of that collaboration is available to U.S. customers who opt into early access. And this means that you can summon Cortana on Echo devices, and you can enable Alexa on Windows 10 PCs and Harman Kardon Invoke speakers. And this way, whether you're at home or at work, you can use whatever assistant you need to get stuff done. And I love it when digital assistants work together. So check out the links in the show notes for examples of how this works together. Tom Warren at The Verge, no relation, also has a Twitter video showing off how this works together, and that's also in the links below. On Channel 9 this week, we've got a couple of great videos to check out. First up is the latest episode of The Open Source Show, featuring yours truly and Adrian Hall of DataStax. Adrian teaches me all about distributed systems and runs through an awesome demo of how to set up a multi-cloud distributed system using Cassandra. And we had a blast recording this episode, so check it out. And also on Channel 9, the latest episode of On.net features my fellow CDAs Brian Peek and Cecil Phillip showing off how to build games with Unity and Azure. So if you're interested in building games, check it out. Speaking of .NET, the F# 4.5 release has hit general availability. And you can get F# 4.5 by getting the latest .NET SDK version 2.1.400 or higher, or by downloading Visual Studio 2017 Update 15.8. And if you're not on Windows, never fear. Visual Studio for Mac and Visual Studio Code with Ionite support F# 4.5 if you have the .NET SDK installed. And there are some changes with how versions are displayed, and details are in the show notes in the blog post linked below. And the largest piece of F# 4.5 is a new feature set aligned with the new span feature in .NET Core 2.1, and the goal is to offer ways to interoperate with and produce high quality and high performance code in F#, and to offer full parity with .NET Core performance innovations. So check out the links below for more details and more new features. In .NET adjacent news, the Xamarin blog has a great post up about how to get the latest Xamarin preview release, which supports Xcode 10 Beta 5 and includes SDKs for iOS 12, macOS Mojave, watchOS 5, and tvOS 12. And we don't know when Apple will release the final version of iOS 12, though my guess is the second week of September. But if you want to get started building Xamarin features that support the newest features and APIs, go ahead and get the preview release. In some Python news, Visual Studio 2017 15.8 is officially out, and it has some of the features we've talked about in the past for Python users. And the biggest news is the addition of rich IntelliSense for Python, faster debugging by default, and support for Python 3.7. Links to more info are in the show notes. In some Azure news, the Developer's Guide to Microsoft Azure eBook August update is now available. And the book is free, and it's available in PDF, EPUB, and MOBI, so you can read it on your computer, your tablet, or Kindle with ease. And this update contains all the updates from Microsoft Build, along with the new services and features announced since then. And so it's great. Check that out. For Azure lovers and Node lovers, my friend and one of the co-hosts of Five Things, John Papa, has a great tip on his blog about how he uses the Azure command AZ web app up to push his Node.js apps to Azure without asking tons of questions. There's a video and everything, so great tip, John. Also for Azure Functions users, this is kind of a PSA that the new version of the Azure Functions Runtime 2.0 is being prepared, and there's a notice on GitHub alerting users of the current Azure Functions 2.0 preview that there are some breaking changes coming in that release. So if you're running the Azure Functions 2.0 preview and you don't want your app to break, follow the instructions in the links in the show notes. In some Microsoft Docs news, our friend Bruno Borges announced an update to the Azure for Java Developers table of contents, and it's a big refresh of material with a better and clearer structure, so be sure to check that out. And speaking of Bruno, he's spearheading the new Microsoft Azure publication on Medium, so go to medium.com/Microsoft Azure to read some of the best technical content from people at Microsoft and within our community. And now it's time for my pick of the week. You know how on shows like CSI, the computer forensics operators always scream out, "Enhance!" and then like a blurry image is perfectly visible? It's a cool TV trick, if mildly infuriating for those of us who know the limits of surveillance cameras and current image processing abilities, but it's cool nonetheless. And this comes care of my friend and former colleague Andrew Lazuski over at Gizmodo, and there's a new voice-controlled image-enhancing browser game called Enhance.computer that lets you scream enhance at a browser and then zoom in on an object. Now, you need to have your browser's microphone on for this to work, so that means you might not want to play it in an OpenOffice. Who am I kidding? This is absolutely what OpenOffices are for. So check out the link in the show notes. Warning, this only works in Chrome for now, but it was too cool for me to pass up. I love stuff like this. Well, that does it for me. If you liked this video, go ahead and hit the like button on the bottom and subscribe to our channel if you haven't already. And if you're a masochist, turn on those notifications to get alerts every time we push out more great content. See you next time.